Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Grohman.
Welcome, everyone. This is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. And today I am very honored and grateful to have a coworker here with me, whose name is Sharon Brandel. And Sharon is now the manager of Bush's Cares Market, which is on the grounds of Cares in Farmington Hills. And it's a very unique opportunity for our community. And welcome to the show, Sharon. I would love to have you give your explanation of what it is, where we are, and whatever you'd like to share about that. And then I'll ask you some questions.
Great. Thank you, Elaine. I'm so excited to be able to share this information. So the Bush's Cares Market is inside the Cares Building in Farmington Hills off of Shiawassee Road between Inkster and Middle Belt. We are a market that is open to the public. We are helping serve the community through supporting our pantry. Any of the proceeds that are made from the market itself will go to help support the food pantry side of it, as well as anything that we are unable to sell due to a short date would also go to help support the pantry itself.
Well, let me give a little bit of background if that's okay. You know, CARES of Farmington Hills is very unique. CARES is an acronym for Community Action Resources Empowerment Services. And we, during pre-COVID, we were serving about 225 families a month at our free food pantry. Then it, during COVID, it ballooned up to as many as 1,200 families a month. And interesting, simultaneously, or actually preceding that event, the management at CARES, or the board, had the brilliant idea of understanding that there was a need for what's called a bridge store. So SNAP is an acronym for supplemental nutrition. And do you remember what the last, what P stands for? Program, I think.
Program,
I think,
yes.
And essentially those who in the past would have what they would call food stamps, that then became what was known as a bridge card. So it's synonymous, actually. A SNAP card and a bridge card are synonymous. So the for about a year and a half preceding COVID, there had been a request for a permit put in with the state to see if we could have the possibility of having a bridge card store within the existing food pantry. Well, lo and behold, it's like the all those things that needed to aligned right at the perfect time. And on April 1st, we received our permit. So that allowed CARES to be able to transform the former clothing closet, which was about, I believe, about 1,200 square feet or thereabouts, removing all of the clothing and literally creating a beautiful market. So we were so fortunate to have Sharon be available because her unbelievable 20 years of experience working for the Kroger Food Company and knowing how to manage individuals, how to train people, how to order food, and all of those things that go behind the scenes that the average customer wouldn't know about. So we're so blessed to have you, Sharon, number one. So as Sharon mentioned, when the food is, if something doesn't move as quickly as we would need it to, it can then go over to the free food market, or excuse me, the free food pantry, so that the food can be dispersed. So tell us, please, Sharon, when did the store open and what have you noticed in terms of those individuals who come into the store, what they think?
So we opened on August 3rd and, this is the start of our fourth week of being opened, and we have a good mix of customers that are coming in. We have some customers that are bridge card shoppers as well as regular customers, and all of the responses have been very positive. They love the fact that they are helping support an organization within our community. A lot of our shoppers enjoy the fact that they're coming into a small market. They don't have to worry as much as being in a crowded supermarket. So they can get in, they can get their shopping done and go home, and they can get just about everything that they need off of their shopping list.
So what is unique for those people that are not familiar with what a bridge card is, can you help people understand what that is and how it works, Sharon?
So a bridge card is available for people as a supplement need for shopping. They have money loaded onto their card on a monthly basis, and then they are able to go through and use that to help purchase their groceries. They cannot purchase taxable items off of the bridge card. So you cannot buy a item with toilet paper or your hand soap or cleaning products or anything like that. But any food related items you can buy. So our store has gone through and we have stocked everything that is eligible under the food stamp program, the bridge card program is stocked for them to purchase. And then we also have a bonus for our bridge card shoppers is an area for if they reach a minimum in sales, if they purchase $50 or more, they're eligible to receive some products that they're not able to buy through their bridge card for free.
And what kind of items might those be, Sharon?
Right now we have some cleaning products, some toilet paper, and then some personal hygiene products also available.
Okay. So thank you for that. Because what's so unique about CARES and then with the Bush's CARES market, and by the way, we should give a huge, a huge debt of gratitude to Doug Bush and the Bush's markets, because it is through the incredible guidance and dedication of Doug Bush, who is on the board of directors of CARES of Farmington Hills, and whose family owns a beautiful, I believe they have 13 stores throughout Michigan. And they're beautiful. Everything is beautiful and fresh and clean. And his guidance has been invaluable. And thus, that's why it's called Bush's CARES Market, because even though he didn't want any credit, we couldn't be where we are now with his connections to various vendors, his graciousness and generosity in giving us shelving and different things like that to make sure that the store would be up and running. What's so unique about this, Sharon, is that this is as we know of, or as we believe, this is the only SNAP bridge store in the state of Michigan that is directly tied to a food pantry. And it might, to our knowledge, be the only exclusive SNAP store. Do you know if that's correct?
To my knowledge, yes, I do believe that is correct. And it's such an amazing concept to be able to have a store that's going to be available for anybody to come in and make purchases and also help support the food pantry side of it.
Right. So the proceeds for the market then will go to assist CARES in buying the food that it needs to be purchased for the free food pantry. And now it is really the free food distribution system that's been set up as a result of COVID. So we're still, if I'm not mistaken, it feeding at least 800 families a month, at least around that amount. So that's a tremendous dollar amount to purchase that kind of volume of food. But the interesting thing is we cannot sell the free food. We have to purchase the food that's in the market. But the beautiful thing is, if something is not moving for whatever reason, maybe we have too many, or you know, it just doesn't seem to be something that people are interested in, we can move that over to the free food pantry to give it to a broader audience of people. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
And then, of course, tell us about how people are reacting when they come in. I know you mentioned earlier that people are very happy that there's a smaller group of people. But from a personal standpoint, does anyone talk about what it is like to be a bridge card holder? Because in the past, there used to be quite a stigma about having food stamps. And now it's just a matter of economics. You know, if people are losing their jobs, they shouldn't be stigmatized by it. It's like, we need food. Human beings need food. And we have to understand that we all need to take care of one another. So I would think that there's a huge sigh of relief when you feel like you're not being judged. You're not, you know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Tell me what you think about that.
It's definitely an atmosphere of acceptance. People are coming in and they know that they're welcome to come in and shop. And there's no real question about, hey, am I going to be judged upon shopping here or anything else? So it's definitely an atmosphere of acceptance and welcoming.
Yes. And the other thing that is so important about what's happening with CARES, and again, your expertise is so invaluable to the whole process, Sharon, because you understand how food needs to be moved and ordered, et cetera, that the average person might not even think about. But one of the things that we have to be so mindful is to ensure that people have what they need nutritionally. Because if people are stressed, and then they're stressed economically, and then they're stressed because they have food shortages, then it's very easy for their personal health to deteriorate. And so what's so beautiful about CARES and about the Bush's CARES market, as you said, there's such an atmosphere of welcoming. And when you feel good about what you're doing and being able to take care of your family, that emotional, psychological, and physical stress doesn't damage your body. And then, as we know also, so many children are being fed through bridge cards. And that's an essential right now, as people maybe formerly would be having their kids receive free to reduce lunches at schools. And if the schools are not open or only open full time, that's still a challenge.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a challenge. And I've seen, families come in with young children, and even the children have gone through and they've been able to say, hey, mom, can I get this a little snack? So we have a variety, and a lot of it is the healthy options. But we do have some snacks to be able to help indulge that little bit for you also.
Well, you need to have your ice cream bar so that you feel like you're just a little kid. You know, you remember that ringing the bell, you know, and you had to ask your mommy, mommy, do you have just some coins that I could have? Well, if those coins aren't available, they can come and get it at CARES at the market.
Yep, absolutely.
So tell us what you see as the vision for the future for what this model of food distribution could potentially show nationally and internationally, well, statewide and nationally.
So I can definitely see this going through and being able to help other pantries in the future, you know, other pantries going through and modeling this also, and being able to kind of be self-sufficient to help purchase items to a food pantry so that they can help the community that's in need. It's definitely a great model. If you take a look at some of the other organizations available, you have like the Salvation Army has their stores for clothing where they go through and you're able to go through and shop, and then that money there helps support their different programs that they have available. So it would be similar. Very similar to that.
Right. Well, and what is so unique about this particular campus, the campus of CARES, which our fearless leader, Todd Lippa, has lovingly called it the campus of hope. You know, we're on this 10 and a half acres. Ultimately, what we want to do is to be able to have this be a place where people can get all the services that they need. First and foremost, we need to have food. We need to have the potential to have any medical care that we might need. And as many people are talking about, you know, this is quote unquote the first pandemic, but the other pandemic that's a little bit silent is the mental health pandemic, you know, people having that stressor. So if we can help to relieve that to some degree, and then if we, as we are able to open our doors again, to be able to have other services, like we have the dream of having a walking path so that people can get outside and be in nature, or other, many other organizations that are working to help people be their best selves. And that's truly the goal of this organization, to make sure that people have what they need, first and foremost with dignity. So how do you see, I'm sure your mind has already been twirling with different ideas. How would you like to see, from your experience in the food industry, how would you like to see things expand there at the Bush's Cares Market and on Cares Campus?
So one thing that I've really been kind of thinking about and I would love to see expand is to be able to have offer some sort of online shopping base through the market. So that way, if you have somebody that can't necessarily get to the store, but they want to shop, they can come through, they can place an order, and then they can have somebody come and pick it up. They'll be available and ready for them, or it can be delivered to them and available.
So this is a call for volunteers, right, Sharon?
Right, definitely.
You have to put it out there. So thank you for that brilliant idea, because just yesterday I was in a conversation with a friend who, you know, exclusively uses Kroger's, by, as a matter of fact, to get her, you know, her groceries delivered, you know, in the parking lot to her car. But, you know, there's so many people for various reasons that are compromised, you know, that may just not be able to get out. So that is such a great idea. So when do you want to get that going?
You know, I'd really love to get that going as soon as possible.
So there's probably, with the electronics that are already in place, maybe some way of intaking orders. That would be a great thing to begin to discover. So be on the lookout, everyone. So since this is literally is listened to all over the world, since we are a podcast, you know, we want to be able to brainstorm with other people as well. So if there's other people that are doing something like this, Sharon, would it be all right if people got in touch with you?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what would be your preferred way? You want to give your email address or however you'd like people to reach out to you?
Yep, they can reach out to me through my email.
And that is?
That is S. Brandl, Brandal, at Cares. fh.org.
Okay. So S. Brandl, Brandal, at caresfh.org. So thank you for that. So, you know, I think that one, the best thing to do in this time is not to reinvent the wheel, but to be collaborative with other organizations. And so myself, I would like to personally see us, you know, expanding perhaps gardens or fresh produce and things of that nature so that we can get people back to the earth a little bit, understanding where their food comes from, and then having a real ownership for their health, which I think is really so important in recognizing that there's miracles happen every day when we can, even if it's a chip, you know, how is it that we can eat a corn chip and somehow it becomes a part of our physical body? You know, when we have a deeper understanding that this is a human right, this is not a privilege. This is a human right to be able to eat and to be able to eat without any fear of not having enough or fear of being judged in any way. So, you know, we're on a campaign right now to let people know, because the Cares Market is in the Cares building. For those of you who are not familiar, we were successful in purchasing a former Roman Catholic parish that had on its physical grounds a former rectory, which has been renovated, a former convent, which is being renovated, and the church building, which is an ongoing process, which is now where both the food pantry and the CARES market is. So if you could dream a big dream, Sharon, for what you know about food and how that is so essential to life, what would that be if you could see this just expand?
Oh gosh, if I could see this just expand, you know, I would have it kind of all encompassing and really educating people on food and how they can come through and have healthy food, as well as eliminating food waste. Food waste is huge in the United States, and so much of that, especially here in our market, we're helping eliminate that footprint of food waste by going through and being able to support the food pantry side of it also. So to kind of encompass the whole campus of what we're doing here at CARES, you know, to take a look at gardens and gardening and classes on cooking, healthy options, things on that end, that would be a huge dream to come true.
That is so beautiful. And I think it would be in the future. What I would like to do is bring people that are maybe master gardeners that really understand agriculture and how to plant what with what, so that the nutrients that are inherent in the plant product itself are nurturing one another. You know, there's so much literally chemistry going on. You know, in the Native American world, they speak about what's called the three sisters. So that's, they sustain themselves for centuries with the corn, the squash, and the green beans, so that they understood that these could work in synergy with one another, that the beans could literally climb up the stalk, and that the squash would prevent any weeds from, you know, taking all the nutrients and keep the water in. So there's a lot of science, but there's also a lot of fun in helping, especially starting out as kids, letting kids understand this is where your food really comes from. Yes, we need to have markets, because the average individual, if they're living in an apartment, they sure as heck can't be raising their food. But to have a deeper appreciation of what food is and what food does and how to maintain our health, because no matter what we're going through, if we can maintain our health, then we can have clarity of our mind and our thinking, and we can be really learn how to be inclusive and expansive and have great insights and illuminations of new possibilities.
Yes, absolutely.
So the great thing too is Sharon has had, her boys have been with her so much and before school was starting, and I'm not sure if your kids are back in school yet or not, but I loved seeing their enthusiasm. How have your kids, what have your kids learned about the market in relation to what we're talking about now?
So they have really enjoyed their time helping out and volunteering. They actually ask me when they can come out again. It's a little more challenging now that school has started for them. However, they have learned a little bit more of, you know, the business side of it, how to go through and set up an item, how to look up a price on it, how to get it ready for ordering. You know, how to go through and check out a customer. What's the proper skills for greeting a customer and ringing up an order and thanking them? So they've really gotten some kind of hands-on.
It's really life skills, isn't it?
It is.
It's not just business skills. It's not just potential employment skills. It's, you know, I've seen your sons be so respectful and, you know, and very enthusiastic. And willing and ready to help, you know, isn't that, that's so beautiful, because they can see that they can make a difference. And I think when young people recognize they can make a difference and they are making a difference, then we have no idea what their minds are going to be able to create for the future to prevent unnecessary challenges that humans have created, you know? Because the reality is there is enough food to go around. The problem is there isn't enough generosity often going around. And as you had mentioned to me briefly, and I still got to get out to the program that your church is doing for gardening, right?
Yes, yes. So our church has started a aquaponics gardening system. So we have a greenhouse right on our church property, and they've grown quite a bit. They change their fish out twice a year, so they have some hardier fish for the winter time and then some fish for the warmer weather.
Now, can you explain why fish? Because many people might wonder why in a garden you'd need fish. I know, but others might not.
So with the aquaponics, you actually need some sort of nutrition to come through in your water to help your plants thrive. And the fish provide that through their waste and everything.
Their excrement. Yes. So most people don't realize that one of the best fertilizers is obviously excrement. But for an aquatic situation, that's the fish poop.
Exactly.
There's no other way to put it. You know, so that's very highly nutritious to the plants, because all plants are building life from a decayed substance, whether that's the earth or in the decayed substance within a plant life, within water life. So it's time to wrap up the show. Sharon, thank you so much for what you're doing at the Bush's Cares Market. Thank you for the expertise that you have brought. And it's definitely an honor to work with you.
Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you. So this is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles. Please take a look around your community and see what you can do. Together, we can make a difference in our planet. After all, it is our only home. Thanks, everybody.